Hosted on dimlywit.com.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
Wait, I also love Rachel's pronouns on her name.
Wow.
Love it.
What does mine say when I go away?
It says just hottie, you idiot. It says just hottie. You can't make this shit up.
We got Tracy DeMarco. Tracy DeMarco, Jess Hottie, and then Dimly Wit.
And then it says Rachel Langley, she, her.
Wow. Oh, and she put the W for Waters.
Yeah.
She did.
She's so politically correct right now with everything. It's just crazy.
Actually,
Jess Hottie.
The W might still be there because her given name is Williams.
I never had to change my name. Well, my initials.
We gave her credit. It's okay.
Big yikes.
I didn't change my name, Rachel. Best thing I ever did.
Oh, she already changed. I mean, legally, her name is now Waters.
Wait, did I tell you what happened to me?
No.
With a lot of things, I'm assuming. Trauma.
I went to change my last name, finally 4 years, right?
Just recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you don't understand. No, you do understand. Like, mentally thinking about the effort it takes to get my ass to the DMV during a pandemic. No, I'm not. Forget the pandemic. Just the DMV.
The DMV is a pandemic in itself.
Right.
The DMV.
So it's a fucking huge thing finding all the paperwork. And, you know, you're not even sure what you actually need when you go there. And if you're going to be okay, if they're going to turn you away, it's a whole nightmare. So get all my paperwork. I was like, put a little envelope. I was so excited. I was like, dun, dun, dun. So excited to get there. Wait on fucking line. Dun, dun, dun. Doing my best. I was like, oh, look at this. I'm crushing it. I'm moving through the line. I get to the front. The lady's like, great. This is all the right paperwork. And she's like, it's going to be $9. And I was like, money?
Well, you didn't even have a credit card on you?
I left my credit card at home by accident. And I go through my wallet. I have $7 cash.
I would have literally asked people online if I could Venmo them.
Tracy, I was sweating. I made such a fucking scene that some guy next to me gave me $3.
Yeah.
You even got an extra dollar.
Look at you making money on this.
I was like, no, lady, I'm not coming back. You don't understand. She's like, some Indian lady. She's like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah,
she's like next, you know? Like, she was like, what are you? Like, I don't care. But I was like, literally, like, I was fanning myself. I'm like, looking for quarters at the bottom of my bag. Like, and looking someone literally quarters. Was just like, here.
Who do that?
So then they sent me to like another area to like to finish up, you know, like where you take the picture and stuff. Guy does like another, you know, hour of slow typing, like the sloth in that movie. You ever see that? Mm-hmm. I mean, I truly, truly think they're fucking with us. I watched this guy. I'm like, what's he doing? He wasn't even doing anything. And I just stood there. Anyway, finished up with him. He goes, that'll be $12. I go, 12? They said 9 and I collected 9. So now yeah. I'm fucking freaking out. Go through my wallet like a scavenger, ripping it apart. And I found a Visa gift card, right? I go, you guys take Visa gift cards? He's like, you could try. I fucking put that shit in there. It had like $3 and like 20 cents on it. Exactly. I just made it. I like just made it. He was like, oh, here's your balance. I was like, oh, it didn't cover the fucking $12. How much was on there? Like, wow, why I even had that is beyond me. So anyway,
they literally felt so bad for you that day, for sure. They're like, we don't feel bad for many people, but this girl was gathering for a fucking Visa debit card.
Like, I was just like, you guys, it took me 4 years to get here. Like, I'm not coming back. Mm-hmm. So finally got that done. They're like, okay, we're going to mail you your new license, right? So again, I'm all excited. Check my mailbox. I get like the thing with USPS that scans your mail before. Anybody have this?
Yeah.
It's the tits. So you pretty much see what's coming in your mail that day. So I see like my ID's coming. Guess what fucking is lost in the mail?
No.
Mm-hmm.
For how Hell long? Yeah.
It's gone. It's scanned and everything that was supposed to be in my mailbox that day got there except for my new license. So I don't know what happens now, but I'm just going to leave it alone. Just pretend like carry on with my life.
Not meant to change your name.
They lost my fucking ID. They lost my new ID. I'm like, I paid $12 for it. I'm not paying another $12.
And like a traumatic $12, not just like $12 regular.
Oh my God. It was such a scene, Tracy. You have no idea.
No, I believe it. I've been there before. And like, just like, oh, well, we can't accept this one bill as a form of ID because it's
yeah.
not government issued. Like, I'm like, it says my address on it. And they're like, oh yeah, we can't. I just waited 2 hours. Now you're going to tell me that? I fucking hate the DMV. I'll do anything to avoid it.
Oh my God. So, all right, let's put the past in the past because.
Yeah. What are we even talking about today?
It's the worst. Let's talk about the episode because it's going to be a doozy. I'm like, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to blow Tracy's mind.
Oh my God. I'm scared. What is this about? Jess always does this to me.
This could be the easiest thing.
I'm unsure about Alan because he's like annoyingly smart and probably doesn't even, this probably doesn't affect him, but we're going to talk about today the Mandela effect. Does anybody, students, raise your hand if you know what this is.
Wait, why do I know what that is but not know what that is?
Yeah, that's how I felt about it. I was like, oh, I've All seen right, like wait, this is on the BuzzFeed. Mandela
effect like when like Curious George doesn't have a tail, but we all think he does. So like we like subconsciously think that things are happening. What is that?
That motherfucker certainly has a tail.
Doesn't though.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't.
So what the Mandela effect is, it's having like a clear memory of how something happened. Mm-hmm. And it's a false memory, but it's not just a false memory that you have or that I have. It's a large number of people that are recounting this false memory the same way, which is a complete phenomenon. I mean, it's unbelievable, some of these things. And I mean, I was making this list and I maybe this is like, I just fall into this category, but I was just shook doing this because it's like, my life is a lie. Everything I thought I knew.
Yeah. My, this kid I used to babysit for did one on TikTok and he put the pictures next to it and he had to pick yeah. like what it was. And I got all of them wrong.
So if you're watching along with us on Patreon, we're going to be doing that, showing you guys the visuals to go with. So this phenomenon was named after Nelson Mandela. So everybody seems to remember that he died in prison when in reality, like in the 80s, when in reality that never happened. And he died from a respiratory tract infection. Like everybody remembers his death differently. And it's again, it's not one or two people. It's a collective large number of people that are like, no, no, wait, what? He died like 20 years ago in prison. No, that never happened. So this effect is named after him. It's pretty wild. Like, you know, there's like three sides to every story, you know, my side, your side, the truth. Like this is essentially that in your face, like to really embarrass you. Yeah. Should we go through some of these? I'm very excited.
Hold on. Before we do, there's actually a theory as to why this happens.
Okay.
So the theory is that a lot of these points are actually moments in which, you know, the theory about there being an unlimited number of different universes, right? Like a multiverse.
Yeah. No? Like in Marvel.
Similar. Yeah. There's a theory. It was from Stephen Hawking that there are an unlimited number of universes out there. And a lot of people believe that the reason we have these Mandela effects, it's moments in which multiple universes have actually collided. And so like there's a breach in time where there are some people who have different memories because they're remembering things from a different reality.
Oh, so that'd be me. So I'm from the other reality. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Like, there's a reality where Mandela did die. And that's why a lot of people remember that, because it's when things have breached. And a lot of people believe that there was a Hadron Collider, I believe, that was in testing. And they believe that's one of the things that actually set this off, that it created a breach and it's overlapping. It's a wild theory, but at the same time, I believe some of this shit with science. Like, I don't know what's going on. Tracy?
Yes. Is this like when in the lab, he flashes the flashy thing and then he's like, we're just a figment of your imagination. We cause deja vu. Is it all like that?
Could be. Could be.
Is that why? Because the deja vu is like when you think something happened, but it never did, right?
Deja vu is when like you relive the same memory.
I hate that feeling.
But that's what the Black are. They have no identity. They're just a memory that nobody remembers how they know that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys have deja vu? Because talk about something that's fucking crazy is that we, again, collectively as humans, have had this feeling that's indescribable and we've actually been able to label it deja vu. We're like feeling like you've, Alan, describe it, go.
I mean, I will say every time I've had deja vu is because I have stress dreams. Working in production, my stress dreams are like, this goes wrong, this happens. And so I'm working a show and every possible wrong thing happens. And I've literally had a situation where in my dream, something wrong happened. And then months later, I was working a show, that exact thing happened. And I was like, I know how to fix this. I've done it before. Yeah, from my dream. And then like it happened in real life.
Mino like that.
Yeah, that freaks me out. I've had the same exact dream like 70 times though. The same exact dream.
You have reoccurring dreams?
Yeah. No, but it's not the same. I'm on a beach and there's like a fence behind us and then we're all laying out, but it's like a high beach, like where there's a drop off and all of a sudden a massive tsunami is coming and we have nothing to do except for hold on to the fence.
I have tsunami dreams, reoccurring tsunami dreams too.
And I looked it up and tsunami dreams is like when you feel like you're losing control of your life.
Whoa.
Yeah, like you feel like you're a control freak and there's something that you are not able to control of that's affecting you.
Whoa, that's heavy.
A million times. And because I used to have another dream when I was little that like a monster was chasing me on one of those swing rides, like at the carnival. And he just kept chasing me in circles and circles. And I keep looking back and he's still chasing me. And I kept having that dream when I was little. And it was because my uncle like called me and threatened me and told me he was going to kill me if I told anybody that he hit my aunt. And I felt like I was being like chased. And that's the reason.
My God. Y'all are fucked up.
Welcome to Dark Memories.
Yeah, you guys are fucking...
A new segment on Bad Examples.
I just admitted that for the first time to my parents like a few years back.
Well, I don't know if there's a multiverse, but if there is one, I guess you weren't a part of it. Hope you're jealous about that, Alan, because I feel like you're going to know all of this. But here we go. Let's go through some of these, okay? All right. So Forrest Gump, right? I mean, what's the movie line that we all think about?
Life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Alan, do you concur? Is that how you remember?
Yes and no.
I want to say it's life is a box of chocolates, but I also say it out loud. Life is like a box of chocolates, but I don't think he said it that way.
It's two ways. I can say that. And I know this one, so I'll wait until we play it and then I'll explain what I'm saying.
So the actual line is not life is like a box of chocolates. It's life was like a box of chocolates, which I will never understand because I've never even seen Forrest Gump and I know life is like a box of chocolates. I've said it, it 100 times. How is that possible? Rach, can we play the clip?
Because nobody would say was. You're still living life.
Oh my God.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Insane. Don't care what you say. That's crazy.
All right. So the reason I said there are two versions of this is Forrest says life was like a box of chocolates because he's saying in that line, my mama used to say life was like a box of chocolates. Never know what you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Later in the movie, you actually see Forrest's mother on her deathbed. And she says the line, life is like a box of chocolates. So he's quoting that direct moment, but people quote him and he
people
says
quote
what?
Him. Yep. Right. They're not quoting her. That makes no sense.
Right. Don't fuck with me like that.
So no, Mandela effect.
I know that entire movie front to back, every single line. It's my favorite movie in the entire world.
All right. So the next one I think is going to leave you all shook. Snow White. Tracy, what's the famous line from Snow White? The queen is looking into the mirror.
Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Correct or not correct. What? I mean, what else could it possibly be? If you're listening at home, mirror, mirror on the wall. Like we said it throughout our childhood.
Yeah. All right. I'm ready. I'm ready for manipulation.
Yep. Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Did you catch that, Trey?
Yeah, magic mirror. Who is the fairest one of all?
Magic mirror.
Yeah.
Not mirror, mirror.
Mirror, mirror.
How's that possible? I know. I feel like I'm going to know all of these because, yeah, she does not say mirror, mirror on the wall.
Tracy.
Why?
How do all of us remember it? Not just a different way, but as mirror, mirror, all of us.
It's just one of those things. I think that like once the line gets misconstrued and somebody starts saying it, everybody starts saying it that way.
This is like before the age of like internet where like it makes no sense.
I think that's why, though, because like if they had had the internet, it would have been easy to look up and see what the correct quote was.
Yeah, because I didn't know that the priest in The Little Mermaid had a boner till the internet.
I don't think Rachel prepared that one for our audience.
Thank you for the internet. And also that in the cover of The Little Mermaid, that it's a giant penis as their castle.
Yeah, it's all very phallic.
Castle. And I didn't know that until like the internet came along and started showing me that shit.
Rage, can you play the magic mirror one more time?
I'm flat.
Magic mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Amazing. All right. This next one is crazy.
I said, who's the fairest of them all? And she didn't say that either.
What'd she say? She
said, who's the fairest one of all?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Mandela effect.
I feel played, but go ahead.
The next line is maybe the most famous line in movie history. And Tracy, I'm going to prove that I'm right because I know you don't watch Star Wars or know what it's about or anything about it. But could you tell me the most famous line in Star Wars history?
Can you give me a clue?
Yeah. The word father's in it?
Oh, yeah. Luke, I am your father.
I love this. Tracy, I'm so happy playing this game with you.
But also because of Pitch Perfect, I learned that
father.
She's like Vader literally means father in German. Yeah. And I didn't know that either. She's like, yeah, he's like, you figured out the most cinematic like climax of all. And she's like, yeah, Vader literally means father in German.
So you nailed it, Luke. I am your father. And he's like, I'm breathing all heavy, and it's very dramatic, a very dramatic scene. Do you have any like idea what that even means? Like, can you put any substance behind it?
I've seen that part. They're fighting and he like stops and they have like the sabers and he's like,
oh, that's not even that moment at all.
They've got the sabers. It looked like crossing dicks right there.
That's fully the wrong movie also. Like, I will say this is the one that I don't remember what the actual line is. I know that like Luke, I'm your father is wrong, but I can't remember what it is.
Let's play it.
No, I am your father.
Is that not it?
No, Luke.
Yep, no Luke.
Oh yeah, I didn't think. Did I say Luke?
You sure did.
Really? And I don't even remember saying that. I don't think that he would have said his name.
No, his name isn't Luke. His son's name is Luke.
Luke Skywalker. See, I know. But wait, if I were to take a second and think, I don't think that he would have said Luke because that's like, it's like being kind to each other. Well, like, why would he have said him by his name? But I guess people just started saying that.
That is the line that has been quoted a million times. Luke, yeah. I am your father. I don't know. How do you explain that one, Alan, with your fucking wacky words?
Just like we were talking about, yeah, wacky words, little man. Sorry. So this is one of those that, again, it's just people misremember. And because like back when this came out, the only way to check yourself was to go watch the movie again.
Yeah.
So like people started saying, Luke, I am your father, because of the moment they just mixed up the thing. And so to counteract what Tracy was saying about Pitch Perfect, that wasn't always the plan. When they filmed this scene, that Luke, I am your father, that's not even what they said. They did that completely in post-production. So like they added that element to this story after it was filmed.
Oh, right.
A little piece of movie history.
Yeah, the only people who knew this was coming were Mark Hamill And then obviously George Lucas and oh my God, what's his name? Edward
Scissorhands.
Oh my, yeah, you got it. God damn it.
Whenever I talk to you two, I realize what a nerd I really am not. I only know the name George Lucas.
Let's talk
it's
about
not some... even Edward. It's James Earl Jones. I'm so upset.
How did you get that wrong? I was trying to figure out who you were talking about.
Damn, Alan. That's
so the line is just cold. Know I am your father.
Yeah.
If that was hard to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Play it again.
No, I am your father.
Ooh, chills from the music. Okay. The next one is a song we're going to discuss because this actually happens in music too. We're talking about Freddie Mercury, We Are the Champions. Tracy, I'm going to need you to sing the end of the song with me because my voice is so beautiful that I don't want to overpower you guys. So, okay. So how does the end of We Are the, you know, this song? Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, we are the champions. We are the champions.
No,
we are the champions.
We are the champions of the world.
Of the world.
Wow, right? The audio even gave out because they were scared.
Somewhere right. Just now, Freddie Mercury rolled over, kicked like the earth, and was like, I hate everything about this.
Yeah, I would too if I were him.
So, right?
First of all, I didn't even know he sang that, so let me just start there.
Freddie Mercury of Queen?
Tracy.
Oh, no idea.
All right, so we are on the same page that the last line is, we are the champions of the world, right? Right? Yeah. Are you guys at home singing along with me?
Yeah, for sure. There's no way to fuck that up.
There's no way to fuck that up. Rach, how does the song end?
What?
No of the world. I can't.
The disrespect.
Okay, hold on. I learned something while figuring this out. In almost every time he sang it live, he does say of the world.
Okay.
So that's probably why everyone thinks that. Just.
Nobody. Wait, so it has been said by him.
Yeah, like every live performance.
Okay, I've never seen Queen live and I sing it. That, like, there's just no, Tracy doesn't even know who sings this song and she sings it with that ending.
I thought it was made for a movie, so don't ask me.
I mean, it's just, this is just wild.
I think that part of the reason this came about is because in the song, it's said a couple of times of the world, but like in this moment, so many people felt it was incomplete, they add it.
Yeah, well, because you don't just end it like that. The audacity
is correct. I mean, I, again, it's just, it's mind blowing to me that this is not something that, I mean, Tracy, you and I are on so many different levels with this song. We both remember it the same exact way. It's just, it's wild.
What movie is it from though?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
What movie is it from that I know it?
Mm-hmm.
Great question.
Let's find out.
Is it in A Knight's Tale?
Mighty Ducks.
No, I'm not kidding. I think I know this from when I was a kid and watched Mighty Ducks, but I don't remember if that's
right. Now, if I nailed that.
You are. It's in D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Don't say I'm not cultured.
Wow.
That's from being married to Dennis Calcione right there.
Emilio.
That was good. That was nice.
Whoa. I've got goosebumps for myself. All right, Tracy. I know this next one is going to shake you to your core.
All right, I'm ready. Go ahead.
So... Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Your children have probably already watched it.
I have. We've all seen it.
Mm-hmm. There's an iconic line in there. Do you remember what it is?
Yeah. Hold on. Her name is
Clarice.
Oh my God. Yeah. But why can't I remember the line? And I know what it is because I've seen this movie a million times.
I know you know what it is.
Yeah. I'm a horror movie junkie and I can't think of what. I feel like I'm on the spot maybe.
I'll give you a hint. You've got half of the line already. It's Clarice. You're just missing one other word.
It's him greeting her.
Hello, Clarice.
I like greeting, like they're like, it's such a warm welcome.
Yeah, I fucking love him in that.
This is so how I remember it in my mind. He's like, hello, Clarice, like that.
Not right.
I think all these people are fucking with us, but Rachel, what's the actual clip?
Good morning.
Dr. Lecter, my name is Clarice Starling.
Wait, he didn't say her name? No. He said morning?
Good morning.
This might be the wrong clip, but that's all I could find.
No, no, wasn't there, he already knew her name and that's why it freaked her out, no? Wait. How could I not remember what's going on right now? Didn't he already know her name and that's why she was like so scared?
I have it that it was morning Clarice instead of hello Clarice, but I don't know if we couldn't find that clip, but definitely there was no hello. That was not, that word was not there.
I feel shamed.
So yeah, the edited ones are the hello Clarice. He didn't actually say that. He just says good morning.
Wow. That's disgusting. That's like an iconic line in horror movie history.
Yeah.
I said it to like my kids in the morning.
Well, now you can just add good morning and it's perfect.
No, it's not okay. Literally, Skylar has like, because sometimes I'll wake up in the morning with Julian because I'm like, he had like a rough night and I just passed out here. And Skylar will come to the door in the morning and I'll see her and I'll be like, hello, Clarice.
Yeah.
She's so fucking creepy over there.
Gotta eat the liver with a nice Chianti and some fava beans.
Apparently it was a lie. It was all a lie.
Wow, I feel like too, for sure.
I just feel like everything we thought, like, I don't know. It's just, this is hard. This is a hard episode for me. All right. The next one. Tracy. He's a little tan alien from outer space and he like lives with the E.T. Yeah? Okay.
We just watched it yesterday.
Shut up.
Kids are obsessed.
What is the line, the famous line with the finger?
E.T. phone home.
Say it again.
E.T. phone home.
E.T.
phone
home. Agree.
Rachel. I'm going to point out that this is going to be even better because she just saw it yesterday and has already gotten it wrong.
It's wrong.
No way.
Play it, Rach.
E.T. home phone.
Home phone? The fuck he said that?
Drunk. Go home, E.T. You're drunk.
Go home, you're drunk, E.T. E.T. home phone? That makes no sense, homie.
What?
I just saw a comedian who went on a full rant about how E.T.'s just a big loser who is a full-grown man and is just skipping out on his familial duties by hanging out on Earth and eating Reese's Pieces.
Okay, too far.
Also, I thought they were Skittles the whole time, so...
They wanted, I don't remember if it was they wanted Skittles or they wanted M&Ms, but whichever one, they couldn't get the rights to use it, which is why they ended up using Reese's Pieces.
I literally would have bet my life that they were Skittles.
That's Tracy's own Mandela effect. We call it the Tracy effect.
The Tracy effect. This is the entire reason Reese's Pieces got popular.
Reese's Pieces could have done nothing and been popular. That shit is crack. I love it.
All right. What the fuck is happening here?
I don't know, but I like that. It was good. No, I like to hear it again. E.T. home phone. Amazing. All right. Wow. We got a few more before we go to the visuals. Okay. So Wizard of Oz.
Favorite movie as a kid.
Ah, okay. The bad witch. What's her name?
Yeah.
What does she say?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Oh, that's a... Tracy, my bad, because that is a really good line and probably the more memorable line. But she says another line. She says, fly.
The monkey.
Fly, my pretties, fly. Ever hear that?
Fly, line? Bitches, fly.
Fly, my pretties. Yes. That's.
She says, fly, my pretties, fly. And seems like a pretty specific sentence right there. But what does the witch actually say?
To the haunted forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. They'll give you no trouble, I promise you that. I've sent a little insect on ahead to take the fight out of them. Take special care of those ruby sippers. I want those most of all. Now fly! Fly!
I mean, it does make sense that she wouldn't call them her pretties. Because they're monstrosities. But
why did we think that that she called them that?
I don't know. I don't know. Fly my pretties. It's crazy. It's crazy talk. I remember
that vividly.
Okay. This one, I don't know if you know, because it's country song and I think you've cursed all country, but It's a Billy Ray Cyrus song. Achy Breaky Heart. Ever hear of it? Mm-hmm. How's it go?
Sun ends in my heart. My
achy breaky heart. Don't tell my heart.
Achy breaky heart. Something, 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 understand.
Tracy, do you know the line at all?
No, I'm not. I for sure, if I'm listening to anything, it's Dan and Shay or anybody hot that's in country. It's not Billy Ray Cyrus.
I don't even know who the fuck Dan and Shay are.
What?
I don't either. I'm not gonna lie. Dan and Shay.
You guys are all dudes. Awesome. So listen to Tequila.
I know that song.
Yeah, well, that's Dan and Shay.
I know that drink.
That's where I learned to find tequila.
So the song that I think we all remember is Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart. Alan, do you have any memory of this, of how it goes?
I don't remember the next lines.
The first line. It's just the first line.
Go and break my heart.
I don't remember.
All right.
Billy Ray Cyrus, why are you so forgettable?
Yeah.
Well, the song Don't Break My Heart, My Achy Breaky Heart is actually...
Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think you'd understand.
How do you dance to country music? I'm not really sure.
It's a line dance. It's all in your feet.
So the line is not don't break my heart. It's don't tell my heart.
And I said, don't break my heart. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all did. Well, we all actually said, break you, break your heart.
Okay, we all said, unforgettable. # you are unforgettable. So
all right.
Unforgettable that nobody remembers anything about you.
Oh my God. Personal attack. This is the last one before we go over some visuals. So, Three Little Pigs. What is the famous line?
I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trey, you remember the same line?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Alan, what's your excuse for this one? Because we had fucking books. We had books. So people could go look back. They were physically reading these books.
I'm not going to defend people because, like, people are dumb.
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down.
Yeah.
What is the actual line?
I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in.
Ian.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Ian.
What the fuck?
All right, actually, this one's easier to describe because, like, people are going to use down because that's what they're thinking about when you know, you don't say you're going to break your house in or something like that. Like,
you don't say you're going to blow someone's house down either. I've never said that about anyone's house ever. Even my worst enemies, I never said I'm going to blow your fucking house down.
That's because my enemy's house isn't made of sticks.
True. Fair.
I think it's straw, but okay.
Well, there's straw, sticks, and then brick.
All right, we have some really interesting ones coming up. They're more visual, but we're going to walk you guys through them right after the break.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
All right, guys, we're back. Are you starting to feel a little betrayed like I am, Tracy?
I feel like my whole life was a lie.
What hit you the hardest?
I think my pretties, because why would I have ever said that in my lifetime is so weird.
It's so weird. I know.
I think that one was the strangest. Fly, fly, fly. Like, that's so much easier to say than to go out of our way to say my pretties. It just seems so odd.
All right. Here's some visual cues. And if you're watching along on Patreon, you're going to be able to see these. If you're listening, we're going to walk you through it and you can Google with us as well. So the Monopoly man, I'm not sure if homie has a name.
I know this.
You do.
Yeah. And I think, and here's my theory, and I could be wrong, but like, are we showing the picture?
Well, so does the Monopoly man have a monocle or not have a monocle?
So basically a magnifying glass that's
yep. Right. Good okay. job.
He doesn't, but I remember him having it. And I think it's because, does the peanut man have a monocle?
The peanut man does have a monocle.
And that's where I think I got that from.
Can we see this? So I'm not sure how you confused a man and a peanut, but
I feel like I always think because of the peanut, knowing that he had one, that this just looks like it should.
I think it's the root of the word, Jess. She was thinking of the penis.
Yeah, for sure. Penis and money, they both should have monocles.
So the Monopoly man, like when I close my eyes, like he just has a monocle. I'm just certain of it.
Looks and I'm more correct.
I'm looking now. It just looks incomplete to me.
I agree.
It's weird. All right. So the next one is the Flintstones. Classic show. Don't show it yet, Rach. So the Flintstones, how do you spell Flintstones, Tracy? Write it out. Spell it out.
F-L-I-N-T-S-T-O-N-E-S.
Alan?
F-L-I-N-T-S-T-O-N-E-S. Is there no E?
You guys both got it right. Let's see the viz.
I know that we say it the Flintstones, but I know it is the Flintstones.
Yeah. So there's a T in there.
Say a lot of words wrong. So I always chalked it up to that.
Yeah. So a lot of people imagine it without that T because you really don't say the Flintstones, yeah. But it's in there.
Yeah.
Do they actually call themselves the Flintstones?
It's the Flintstones. They say it like that, but it's because the N and the ST, it's harder to say with the T. We do that a lot. We just take letters out when it's too hard to say. And I'm trying to think of a word that we use.
Also, I'm pretty sure that's Fred Wilma's last name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Flintstone. All right. The next one is he's a bear and he like puts out fires in the woods. His name is
Smokey.
Yep.
For a second, I thought you were talking about Yogi. I was like, and then you said fire. And I was like, he never put out fires.
Does what's his full name? Anybody know his full name?
Smokey the Bear.
Smokey the Bear.
Oh, okay.
So his actual name is not Smokey the Bear. Apparently it is Smokey Bear. Smokey what? Bear. That doesn't even make sense.
It's Smokey the Bear.
Yeah. For now and forever. But apparently it's not. Apparently there's no the. I can't grasp.
I think that one's the difference in like his name is literally Smokey Bear, but people refer to him as Smokey and then they add the adjective of the bear. Like he is a bear.
Yeah, but we don't do that for Yogi Bear.
Well, that's because we know Yogi's bear's name. Like it's different publicized. Like they don't publicize the name of him being Smokey Bear. They just publicize him as being Smokey.
Okay.
I don't know. Smokey I was gonna the Bear.
I was going to say Smokey Robinson Bear.
Oh my God. All right. Is the famous peanut butter Jiffy peanut butter or is it Jif?
Jiffy.
It's Jif.
It's fucking Jif.
Jiffy Pop. What's that?
So apparently there never was Jiffy anything.
There is a reason for this.
Let's hear it.
The reason people mistake and say it's Jiffy is because of Skippy peanut butter. So they take the actual Y from the other peanut butter brand and just add it to Jif.
That's insane. That's insane. It still doesn't make sense. I understand your like logic and your reasoning, but it's just Jif. What other things? This is nuts. This is nuts.
I think I say Jiffy.
Fucking yeah, it's Jiffy. All of these things, I am fall into a category. All right.
Is there another one?
Sorry?
Is there another peanut butter?
Yeah, Skippy.
Is there another one after that?
There's Peter Pan.
No. I don't know what the fuck that is. Dollar store?
No, it's a name brand.
Oh.
Peter Pan dollar store peanut butter. I'm gonna throw up.
I can't.
Okay, so we've got...
Hold on, Jess. Before we go on, I have to ask, because I asked Tracy this before we started recording. Do you like crunchy or creamy peanut butter?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, creamy, bro.
Oh, my God. Fuck. Everyone's wrong.
Well, I have reasoning, because I'm technically allergic to peanuts. So the only reason that I can't eat the crunchy is because there's actual peanuts in it. The creamy is so processed that there's no actual peanuts that affect me. But like if I go to Trader Joe's and get organic peanut butter, I can't eat that.
Come again?
It's still peanuts though.
I know, but it's so past processed to the creamy that it's like it doesn't affect, like it's not strong enough to affect me. Actual peanuts do affect me, but like organic peanut butter that's literally just pressed peanuts, I can't eat from like Trader Joe's or Whole Foods or anything like that, because it's like legit peanuts. The processed peanut butter, it doesn't affect me like the other one does. Like I still get like a little like rat, like itchy throat, but like the other one, I'm like scratching my lips like a crackhead because of it. So like if I go to get like a protein shake and I get peanut butter banana protein shake, more times often than not, they're using an organic peanut butter and I always have a reaction to it. But when I make peanut butter and jelly at home, I'm totally fine because I'm using fucking Jiffy. And it like doesn't bother me because it's so far processed. It's like barely, it's just like the taste of peanut butter at that point. Like it's not the actual peanut, so it affects me so much less. Like I'm still like bothered by it, but I'm not like, my throat's not closing.
So it's not like I'm deathly allergic allergy. You're okay.
It's like my throat itches, my lips itch. I sit there scratching my lips like a crackhead. Like,
cool. Yeah. I was about to say, I've got friends who are like deathly allergic to them. And I would not suggest they try the processed peanut butter because they're still kind of...
No, I'm not deathly allergic. Hazelnuts. I'm deathly allergic to hazelnut. I can't even touch Nutella.
Ooh, that's so sad.
I can't even have it, which is sad, but whatever.
It's very sad.
Baddies, Nutella in my life.
Baddies, tell us if you prefer creamy or crunchy.
We're gonna on our story.
Yeah.
Why? No one's filling me in. Why?
I just want to know.
It's weird.
I prefer crunchy. I like when I bite into PB&J to have that little bit of a crunch
texture.
Yeah, exactly.
Denny won't even fuck with smooth. He only eats the crunch.
I like the crunchy if I have Benadryl in me. If I take a Benadryl before, I like the crunchy one. But I go to peanut butter smooth for those reasons.
She eats a B PB&J?
Yeah. Right, Benadryl first.
All right, let's talk about Tom Cruise. Risky mm-hmm. business.
Mm-hmm.
The iconic scene where he's singing in his underwear.
Yeah.
He slides into the room. Everybody close your eyes. What is this man wearing?
Black sunglasses and a white collared shirt.
Mm-hmm. And below?
Tighty whities.
Beautiful. That's how I close my eyes and envision him.
Is he, mm-hmm. he's in boxer shorts, isn't he?
Yeah. You know.
Like little booty shorts.
He's in underwear.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what Tom Cruise actually was wearing in this famous scene that we've all probably dressed up as Halloween and recreated at some point.
Mm-hmm. And socks. I forgot about the socks. Just take those old records off the shelf.
I said listen to them by myself. Do you see what's missing? No Rain Mans. He never had them.
What the fuck?
I know this one too.
Why?
Never had them.
He never had them in this, but Tom Cruise has become synonymous with that Ray-Ban glasses from all of his other movies. You think of like Top Gun, you think of Rain Man, he's always got the glasses.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have them here.
Wait, every costume I've ever seen of somebody dressing as Risky Business is with Ray-Bans, black Ray-Bans, socks, a white collared shirt. I forgot the socks before, but I knew that. But like, and like boxer shorts, that's crazy.
It was the first thing you said.
Sunglasses, yeah. Black sunglasses.
Insane.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Fruit Loops, one of my favorite desserts. How do we spell Fruit Loops?
F-R-U-I-T-L-O-O-P-S.
Yeah, like a Fruit Loop.
F-R-O-O-T-L-O-O-P-S.
That's right. Alan's right. It's F-R-O-O-T. Huh?
Fruit?
Fruit?
What an idiot.
The way you said that reminded me of Sloth from the Goonies. Fruit?
Tracy, though, you're right. It's not Fruit Loops. It's Fruit Loops. Fruit.
F-R-O-O-T,
not fruit, like how we all spell fruit. Like, if you gave me $1 million and you were like, here are two boxes, which is the correct one, I'd be like, what the fuck? That's not Fruit Loops.
I would question it, but I'd be like, that's not how you spell fruit. And any idiot that thought that's how you spell fruit is wrong.
You know how you can look at this and tell the left one's wrong? Look at the bubbles around the U and the I. Those are obviously bubbles meant for where O's would be. Like, that's just photoshopped in.
I would have thought it was Fruit Loops, the first box, just because of how the tree is.
Right.
Like, why would he be swinging on a random branch? Where'd the branch come from?
That's a vine.
Right. Whatever. It's got to come from a tree. Where's the tree?
I think that's not the thing that we're missing here.
I know, but I would have thought that that was the first box regardless because of the tree.
All right. Fever, show me the next one. Show me Kit Kat. Which one of those is correct? Kit Kat with the hyphen in between or Kit Kat without?
I want to say it's the hyphen, but it's not for sure. But it just makes sense that it would be, but I don't think it is.
It's not the hyphen.
So yeah, there's no hyphen in Kit Kat, but I mean...
I think I spell it Kit Kat with a hyphen when I type it.
Yeah, for sure.
My favorite thing about Kit Kats is like there's a whole scene in The Office where they can't remember the theme song for it.
Give me a break. That one?
Yeah, he gets to the end and he can't remember what it is. It's like, give me a break, break me off a piece of that. And then he can't get it. And so he just keeps inserting other things. He's like, break that applesauce.
My favorite is that there's literally, to me, only one way to eat these, and people go ahead and bite them like complete sociopath.
Yeah, if you bite a Kit Kat, you are a murderer, and there's somebody in your basement right now.
Uh-huh.
Dead body in a refrigerator somewhere in your basement.
So you know the wafer cookies on the inside, what they're actually made up of is other Kit Kat bars that don't make it through the process. So they get broken back down and then turned into the wafer.
No food wasted. You know what, Kit Kat, you just became my favorite.
Heroes.
Also, I will not eat a Kit Kat if it's not frozen. I think I don't eat any chocolate. I like skeep chocolate a little bit because when it's melted, I get like so fucking, I want to vomit. I hate the smell of chocolate. It's why, it's contrary to popular belief, Denny. It's why I quit my fucking job because I couldn't smell chocolate anymore. But
yeah, it had nothing to do with her tits being out. That just was a separate thing.
Anyway, so I literally won't eat any chocolate unless it's in the refrigerator or in the freezer. I won't ever eat it like out of a 7-Eleven.
You know, I always blamed all your issues on Corey, but this one you just gotta own.
I literally skeeve chocolate so bad. I don't know what about it. I have to have it frozen.
All right, show me the next slide. Fruit of the Loom. So when you think of Fruit of the Loom's logo, Fruit of the Loom is like what, your undies and shit?
The cornucopia.
Yeah, that's the signature of the fruit.
If you tell me that this is not the Fruit of the Loom, I'm hanging up. Because that's the fucking Fruit of the Loom.
That's the Fruit of the Loom. I know. I fucking know.
Yeah, you'd think, but you'd be wrong.
There's no fucking cornucopia.
Why is there all that excess white space there on that side then? It's not even colored.
It makes no sense. I know for a fact I've seen that logo with the cornucopia. I know it. I'm certain.
I I've always wondered this, if like early on there was a cornucopia and then it adjusted, but like this is one of the ones that has always just been weird to me.
That doesn't seem right. Something seems super offensive about this.
So we're all from the multiverse reality where there was a cornucopia is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is Cheez-Its. I love Cheez-Its.
It's Cheez-It.
It's Cheez-It.
But us in Jersey, we put S's on everything.
We did too. So like we called it Cheez-Its, but because like you don't just eat one Cheez-It.
Right.
Exactly. Anybody who does is a psychopath. If you're just like, I'd like one Cheez-It.
It's just weird. Like I'm like I'll go to the grocery store. I go get Cheez-Its. Like I don't say Cheez-It. Go get a box of Cheez-It.
We also like Eric D'Alessandro, who was a guest on our show. He did a whole skit about how in the tri-state area we put S's on everything. Like, God, now I can't think of one word, but like, oh, you want to go to Bloomingdale's? But I think it's just Bloomingdale.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's
a signature Joanne move for sure.
We put S's on the end of everything, and I can't think of one thing that he says right now, but we add. So Cheez-Its just sounds normal because I don't know, because that's just what we do. We add S's.
The cracker on this box is actually making my like OCD just tingle because it's just not
symmetrical, right?
One side is just bulkier, like the right side's bulkier than the left side. I hate that.
All right, next slide, Skechers.
It's Skechers with no T.
Yeah, Skechers with no T.
Yep, you are right.
Skechers with a T are the people who just skeeve you out.
Who draw it. That's the people who made the logo.
Febreze.
Hold on, what's the question?
How the fuck do you spell Febreze?
Breeze, like the wind.
One E.
No, two E's.
100% two E's. You can't tell me otherwise.
It's Febreze. That's how you literally spell the word breeze.
Hold on, I will be right back.
So I think I thought it was F-A-B, but okay.
Febreze. Yeah, also that. Febreze. The one on the right looks Photoshopped to me.
The one on the right isn't even the bottle. There's no way that's the bottle.
Look at Alan right now.
Is he going to get his Febreze? Lisa. I for sure spell this F-A-B-R-E-E-Z-E.
Yep, that's one E.
Always.
Wow, okay.
Doesn't even make sense. The word looks weird. I don't even like looking at it.
Is it French?
Febreze.
That I did not research. All right. So the last one, I don't even know how this snuck in here. Don't put it up yet, Rach. So it's a Brad Pitt movie where he's with a vampire. Anyone just familiarize themselves with that movie?
Interview with a Vampire?
Yeah. You know that movie, Trey? Interview with a Vampire?
Maybe. Is it an 80s horror movie?
Yeah, it's probably around sometime that decade.
I don't think it was horror, though.
Oh, then I don't know.
So this one blew my mind. It's Interview with a Vampire. Like, that's just what it is, but it's not. It's Interview with the Vampire? Huh?
Makes no sense. It would be a vampire. It's not. Which one is it?
I don't know.
Which is the right one?
Oh, God. Don't know.
I feel like it would be a vampire because it's like a play on words with the V that's in red and then flipped over.
It's the vampire.
Interview with the Vampire is the right one.
Oh, I fucked it up. I had it written wrong. Motherfucker. Interview with the Vampire?
Yeah, it's the Interview with the Vampire.
What have we been saying the whole time?
This is clearly Photoshopped, everyone.
Oh, I thought it was done like that because it was like a play on the V.
See, wait. Tracy is right here with these good design choices. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Wait, so it is Interview with Alan, we were saying Interview with a Vampire, right?
We were saying Interview with a Vampire.
And it's really Interview with the Vampire.
Yep.
Huh.
Okay.
What is that movie about? Or is it a book?
I mean, it's a book, but they made it into a movie. And from what I understand, Brad Pitt was so fucking bored throughout it that like he was almost bored to tears every day he was on set. So I don't care to watch it. I have no idea.
No.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Well, guys, this was the Mandela effect at its finest. I don't know. I don't know what else to say.
There are so many other ones that I've seen that I just couldn't believe. Like the Curious George one freaks me out the most because, like, monkeys have fucking tails. That's legit how they swing.
Wait, so do you have that one on here? Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
How? How is this possible?
Why would it not have a tail? It's not a monkey.
It's not a monkey.
I have the same question. And why is that fucking guy wearing a bright yellow outfit? So, Rachel, didn't you say you had some more?
You got some more?
Yeah, I have some extra ones.
Let's do it. I don't know, man. This is fucking me.
No, after Fruit Loops, it's Tunes.
It's Tunes with a U.
Fucking shut up. No way.
Isn't it, Rachel?
They spelled it correctly, yeah.
How? Looney
Tunes. Huh.
How?
Why?
Continuity. Looney Tunes.
I think a lot of people think it's the W or two O's because of cartoon.
Cartoon, right. Duh.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Tunes doesn't even kind of look right. It's not a song. It doesn't even funny.
Is that it, Rach? Oh.
Oh. Oh, okay.
So this one.
I know this one 100%.
I've definitely been guilty of saying Sex and the City, and it's definitely Sex and the City.
I always say Sex and the City, but I don't know if I'm even saying in or and because I say it so fast.
Right.
But it's Sex and the City.
Sex and the City.
Yeah. Even though it makes more sense to be having sex in the city.
But Tracy, the city is a character.
All right, next one. I love it.
I think there's one more.
Pikachu. Yeah.
No, you're not going to sit here and tell me his tail is not black. We're not doing it. We're not doing this.
He's got a black tail.
It's not. It's the little brown at the bottom with no black.
How? There's something wrong with all of our brains then, because I for sure never know.
Tracy doesn't know Pikachu, and she knows Pikachu has a black tail.
No, I do, because I used to collect these cards.
Yeah,
name one other character,
did.
Tracy. Name one other character.
Charizard.
Charizard's
right. You were right on the first. She was right on the first one too.
Name more, Jay.
Jigglypuff.
You're a Jigglypuff.
I know.
Oh, we're the fucking nerds, huh?
Me and my brother, when we were like 8, used to walk up the street to this comic book store that was up the street by 7-Eleven and go buy these cards. And we had them all in like sleeves to collect. And no, I know that for a fact. For a fact.
Well, today was, this is real. This is real eye-opening.
I don't understand half of what I just saw.
Me neither.
And listen to. I feel neither. Super offended.
We have our own Mandela effect, actually. Denny's shown it off before. It's some people remember Tracy getting fired for her tits being out, and some people remember her quitting because of the chocolate.
Some people, you mean just Denny.
Denny, you mean the Sea Caucus PD.
Yeah. Wait, I still can't believe that that's even a thing. That, like, is the weirdest thing to me because it's, like, something that I've never even, like, that never even was a thing in my mind. So, like, when you said it, that was my first time hearing it. It was so weird. That's why I think I was, like, so shocked by it. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, I'd be shocked by my past coming out, too.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
All right, baddies. It is time for another Patreon name shout out. We have so many fucking names to go through. I have 59 full pages. It's still growing by the day. So we are going to start recording after every single episode. You're going to get some names. We're doing at least 2 pages an episode, maybe more. We'll see how long it takes us to get through it. If you haven't heard your name, don't worry. It'll happen in the next year.
And if people want to hear their names, what do? They are not a part of Patreon.
All you got to do to hear your name is go sign up at patreon.com/bad examples at any level and hear your name shout out. For $1 level, you hear your name. At the $3 level, you get bonus material like our exclusive Patreon minisode, one every month. Eventually, I'll come back for some more Jersey Vicious, and you'll hear that for that level also. At the $6.90 level, you get ad-free episodes for every single episode we put out. For $12 a month, you get deleted scenes episodes every month. And then, of course, at our new $18 a month, the good examples level, you get to see the video.
Let's do this shit. Shayna L.
Sierra Green with a C. Sierra Green.
Vivian Guevara.
Vivian Guevara. Rinka.
Rinka.
Rachel.
Aw.
He wanted to say Rachel. Cute.
Christina Delano.
J.M. Soto.
Teresa Hatfield.
Sounds famous now. Melissa Stacco.
Jeanette Stanko.
Stanko, right?
Melissa Stanko. The N is silent.
Oh, that's terrible. She called you out. Priscilla Cruz.
Michelle.
With two L's.
Valine Tapkin.
Valine Tapkin. Tapkin.
Feline Tapkin.
Kathleen Shahan.
Janelle.
Missy Valencia. That's Lauren, of course. Don't tell me different.
I like the name Missy. That's kind of cute. Lauren DiMella.
Stephanie Mendez.
Julie Hodges.
Jasmine Ozora Chavez.
So, like, I know Rachel. I'm assuming it's pronounced Rachel Arn.
I think it's Rachel Aaron.
Fuck.
Yeah, the letter of all my exes, J.
Rachel Aaron.
Allison Jamona.
Ashley Alexia.
Kate Linton.
It's like Upton, but Lint.
Yeah, it's famous.
Kate Linton. Mm-hmm. She's not known for her tits, she's known for her lint.
Oh my God. Angel Michelle. Angel Michelle.
I'm not doing the next one.
Jennifer Gustamontes.
That's pretty good.
Montez. Gustamontes.
I'll do this one because God forbid. Olivia. Yeah.
You're welcome. Jenna Fayon.
Dana Mancuso.
Ashley Trout.
Ashley Bianca Savage.
Wow, what a great one.
If I could change my name to anything, it'd be Savage.
Talk about stage name.
Yeah. Alexis.
Pamela Franqui.
Oh, so cute. I love it. Marissa Gomez.
Vanessa Mederos.
Mederos.
You always try so hard.
Vanessa Mederos.
Alderson Swan. Miss Swan, if you will.
Laura Rajaj.
Rataj.
Laura Rataj. You don't know if it's not Rataj.
Okay. Diana Arias.
Crystal De La Cruz.
Lisa Jones Wise. That can't be a real name.
Brass and Barrel. I'm pretty sure that's a company name.
Yeah.
No, what? That's the smartest thing to do is put your company name in our Patreon.
Smart move.
I got to Google that now. Brass and Barrel.
Ayla Roskin.
Jasmine Watley.
Mariah Melender.
Stephanie Norwick.
Nikkei.
Yeah, is it Nikki?
Nikki?
Nikki.
Okay. Nikki.
Alex Watson.
Sierra Pollock.
Catherine Costa.
Mariah Rangel. I don't know.
Margaret Russo Toro.
Courtney. Nice and easy.
Carrie Capello.
Alexis Colella.
Jessica.
Oh, perfect. Val Deli.
Natasha A.
Dana Marie Sansonetti.
Nikki Perez.
Alan.
Monica.
Yeah. My favorite name in the world, Nicolette Bello.
Are y'all fucking with me or is her name really Tiana Wineglass?
We reads them like we sees them.
Yeah, Tiana Wineglass, you're amazing.
Nicole Sorelli.
Angela.
Where are you?
Nicole Perchetti.
Wait, I don't have any of that.
They were right above Nicole Sorelli.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Haley.
Danielle Bonnell. Danielle Bonnell.
You can't name your child Danielle Bonnell. That's mean.
I can't. It can't be. It should be Danielle Bunnell.
It's all right. Danielle Bunnell is good, but if it's Danielle Bonnell, then she's my new favorite on Patreon.
Terry A. Lansing. So professional, Terry A. Lansing.
Tiffany Annette.
Samantha Hittman.
Stephanie Elias.
Caroline.
Danielle Kent.
Jordan Pansy?
Pansky?
Melissa. Jordan Pansy.
I think it's Pansky. Jordan Pansky.
Jordan Pansky.
Jessica Mustachia Martin. Mustachia?
Melissa.
I did that one, but Jacqueline Estrema.
Teresa Ibarra.
Brittany Thompson.
Chelsea Simonici. Chelsea Simoncini.
Lauren.
Simoncini. Okay. Whitney Epling.
Bethany Sanchez.
Lavish Marketing. Another brilliant move.
Brilliant. Clap it up.
Getting for free on perfect. Lavish Marketing. Okay.
Eve Dippo.
Cool name. Alexandra Escobar.
Tori Fearlett.
Brittany Aubain.
Maria Contral.
Stephanie.
Chelsea Payton.
Jennifer.
Sam Feel.
Yeah. That looks right. Go ahead, Jess.
Peyton Staj Duhar. Ah, that was good. That was easy.
I think that may be her name. Priscilla DiCello.
Chrissy Sack.
I love that. I love it. And Jordan Simignati.
Wow. What a world. I love all of you. I love Danielle Bonnell. I love Chrissy Sack. You guys are the best.
There's someone, and I don't know where they're going to fall on this list, but it's clearly a fake name, and it's essentially like, get yours, bitch. And I can't wait until we get there. Thank you, baddies, again. And remember, just go to patreon.com/bad examples. You can sign up and hear Jessica butcher your name on air, too.
Yay!
Thank you, Danielle Bonnell.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.